I'd been writing my travel blog for a couple of years before I decided to try taking it up professionally. It all started when I decided to go travelling in my gap year between school and university. I was backpacking around Southeast Asia, having these amazing experiences and seeing the most wonderful sights. Naturally, I wanted to share what I was doing with my family and my friends I'd left behind back home. I found that the most effective way to do that was by posting photos and keeping an online journal of my adventures. Later, when I finished university, I still had the travel bug, so I hit the road again. This time, though, I had the idea of hopefully earning some money from my writing. There are thousands of travel blogs out there, and the beauty of the internet is that it's relatively straightforward to set your own blog up. The sad thing is that many of them never get read by more than a handful of people. There are various reasons for this, but the main one is bloggers failing to identify their audience. Of course, your friends and relatives are probably going to follow your blog, if they've got any interest in you. But there has to be a good reason for other internet users to want to follow you. You need to ask yourself two questions. Who's going to read my blog? And why should they want to? The majority of travel blog readers are looking for an escape from their daily routines, so they're not going to be very interested in your package tour to Spain. They'd probably rather hear about your adventures in the Amazon rainforest or your road trip across the United States. At the same time, if they're planning to make a similar trip themselves, they'll probably be keen to pick up some travel advice, like where are the best places to stay or to eat. Not only that, but a lot of people have a limited attention span when it comes to reading things online. That means you have to get your message across as clearly and simply as possible, which is why each of my posts is never more than a couple of paragraphs long. I also tend to include loads of photos because, as they say, a picture is worth a thousand words. If you're lucky enough to eventually attract a large following, then it's possible to make a reasonable living from your writing. Most of my income comes from advertising on the blog, but I also make a little from being a guest writer for other travel blogs. Another way I benefit is by getting sponsorship from different companies. Some of them are eager to be attached to trendy travel blogs, and some of the things they've provided me with are outdoor clothing and even plane tickets. In return, I'm expected to mention their products in an article or make sure they're on display in one of my photos. I know people might disagree with this sort of advertising, but I don't think it's any different from sports stars wearing their sponsors' clothes or driving a particular company's cars. The hardest part about my job is undoubtedly being on the road all the time. I get to visit some fascinating places, and some of the experiences I've had have been out of this world. But at the same time, I do get homesick, like everyone else, and sometimes I really miss my family. The trouble is that this is my job now. If I were to stop travelling or writing for a while, my readers would go somewhere else. As a result, I only get to spend a couple of weeks of the year at home. Fortunately, it's easy enough to make video calls, even from the most remote places, so I try to call my family at least once every few weeks. Just seeing their faces can help me overcome the most difficult moments. If I had to give some advice about starting a travel blog, I'd say the most important thing is to just try it first. It might be tempting to chuck in your job or studies and have a go at being a professional blogger, but it's not for everyone. Firstly, you have to be an enthusiastic traveller who's going to inspire their readers. Travelling can be hard, and you're likely to encounter lots of difficulties. But if that comes across in your blog, you won't inspire anyone. Secondly, you have to be extremely well organised if you want to write regularly. Apart from time spent planning transport and accommodation, you'll also need to spend several hours a day updating your blog. If you find that you've got those qualities after travelling for a few months, you may have a future as a professional travel blogger.